1, 2, 1, 2, 3, 1, 2, 1, 2, 4. Today on the Covenant Eyes podcast, Luke will be interviewing Chris and Cindy Beal. Back in 2002, while working as a worship leader at a church, Chris confessed to committing adultery and to a deeply rooted pornography addiction. Today, Chris will talk about the value of accountability for each and every person in the body of Christ. Chris will also talk about what real and helpful accountability looks like. You won't want to miss today's interview on the Covenant Eyes podcast.
For other men who maybe they haven't gone down this road of going, you know, maybe they have gone through adultery, maybe they haven't gotten in steeped in addiction or whatever. Still, this accountability process of letting other people into your life, I would say that process is still very valuable, even for someone who hasn't been caught in any sort of demonstrative sin. And you know, we talk to guys all the time here who they recognize the temptations that are out there on the internet or that are on the television or wherever, and they simply don't want to go down that road. They don't want to go down this road where they're going to give in these little compromises, little by little by little, and they want to bring someone into their life early in the process. That early on accountability, where they can talk about the temptations they face, the choices they make, the state of their heart, and really talk about those things openly and honestly before there's any problems. Do you know guys like? I mean, obviously, you know, as a pastor of a church, do you ever tell guys to get into that kind of accountability early on before there's an issue?
Absolutely, and I think it's pretty naive to think that just kind of mild surfing is going to be a stagnant process. That's a lie. Every road leads somewhere. And no matter where you are on that road, even if it's just every once in a while looking at, maybe it's even just staying up late after your wife's gone to bed and you allow yourself to watch commercials on TV that are inappropriate or the wrong channels. Every road leads somewhere. And allowing that as to be a part of your life in any level is going to lead you where you do not want to go. I would say to accountability, and this is going to be my own opinion and experience, and I know there are guys that have differing thoughts. I was in accountability the whole time I was cheating on my wife. And I lied to my accountability partners the entire time. And this is me. I need friends whose relationship I value enough not to lie to them. I don't need a religious function that I go to on a Saturday morning that makes me have a false sense of security, but I still have the ability to deceive myself and them. That doesn't really do anything for me, if that makes any sense. I need an environment of exposure, and I need friends who ask me the hard questions, who lying to them actually matters to me. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
And I think sometimes we can prematurely have a sense of overwhelming security to just connect with some random person that we don't really know, ask each other some questions. And I don't want to say that's not valuable, but lying to them is easy to do, especially for those of us that struggle with this who are good liars. To really, you need to care about the person who you're who's asking those questions to, who you're in that relationship with, so much so that the thought of losing that relationship with deception is enough motivation to tell the truth. I cannot emphasize for me the importance. And so the people around me are the people that have stuck with me. And you know, to betray them with lying or would be unthinkable because of what they've done in my life up to this point and what they've so freely given to me. So but absolutely exposure within a safe environment. I'm not saying you should just go get on the local news and talk to people about your junk, but you know, when we keep things small and close to us in the dark, it festers. You bring it into the light in a safe environment with somebody you can trust. Just watch what God does.
You know, it's interesting because just yesterday I was talking to the guy who mentors me, and he has been talking about really ramping up the accountability process that, you know, he holds several people accountable in different areas. He's a counselor, and one of the things he said is to me is, he said, "I'm going to start asking you this question, Luke. I'm going to start asking you, how would I know if you are lying to me?" And that was quite a startling question at first, but after I started answering it, I realized that there are a lot of ways that I could, either by lying to myself or just by glossing over some sin problem with, you know, trying to cover it or trying to spin it a little bit in just a little way that will make it not seem so bad to me or not seem so bad to him. That I do that sometimes without even knowing it, without even knowing that I'm doing it, maybe even to make myself feel better at times. And right. We started talking about some of those things, and man, that just opened up a whole can of worms and brought the level of accountability and that friendship to a whole new level. And
that's awesome.
So, yeah, I think those kind of things, having those kind of people in your life where you could get to those deeper issues is the heartbeat of accountability of what it really could be.
This has been part 4 of our interview with Chris and Cindy Beal. Stay tuned for our final segment, where they will share some of the ways God has used their story to bring hope and healing to others. You've been listening to the Covenant Eyes podcast with your host, Luke Gilkerson. To hear more podcasts, visit covenanteyes.com/blog. That's covenanteyes.com/blog.